The Chemical Reporter.
Welcome again to a new edition of our podcast. I'm Jeff, your chemical reporter. The question that we want to get to the root of today is from Kate in Washington, D.C. What actually takes place when we color our hair? The Romans bleached their hair with lime, then coloring it yellow by making use of the boxwood tree. In Northern Europe, ivy and elderberries were used to produce warm brown tones. Unfortunately, I was not able to find out whether or not the desired hair color was always achieved back then, like nowadays when using artificially produced dyes that do work. First of all, a few basics. The color pigments, also known as melanin, determine the hair's shade. There are two different types. Eumelanin is the brown-black pigment, and pheomelanin is the red-blonde pigment. It's a varying combination of both components that brings about the actual hair color. So, if you want to color your hair, you need a mixture of an oxidanta lightener and a color paste in the desired shade. The combined color product is then applied to the hair, and the color process begins, taking place in several steps. First of all, the natural color pigments are dissolved. This is caused by the oxidant, usually hydrogen peroxide known as H2O2, which is a pale liquid compound made up of oxygen and hydrogen, as the name implies. At the same time, the scaled layer of the hair is opened, whereby its own color pigments are then detracted or withdrawn. Then the second step takes place. The dye still contains the desired hair color, yet only as an initial stage of the actual hair color to be achieved. It starts out completely pale for a reason. The preliminary stages are made up of tiny molecules that can very easily enter the hair. Once they are inside the hair, they react with the hydrogen peroxide and large color molecules create the desired hair color. These molecules are so large that they can no longer be washed out of the hair. Thus, the hair is permanently colored. By the way, our hair grows at the rate of approximately 1 centimeter every month, again revealing our natural hair color. Yes, we can always color it once more, or try something new. Perhaps the ivy effect? Well, there you have it, the secret of colored hair. This is Jeff, your chemical reporter, looking forward to bringing you another colorful edition next week.
Do you have a question concerning chemistry in your everyday life?
Ask the Chemical Reporter and send an email to
chemicalreporter@basf.com.
BASF, the chemical company.